The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Max Benioff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on the smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
In America, they got a five seasons. A winter season, a fall season, a spring season, a summer season, and the worst season of all, income tax season. Right now is income tax season. That's the time when everybody is busy figuring out how much money they got to send to the government, or how much they're going to live on, or what they got left. But to me, I'm going to try to be extra good American. I'm going to wait for much of this season. Last January 1st, I make out my income tax and spend it the right thing. I'm got empty pockets 3 months before everybody else. But I'm got a good reason for not spending any of my money so fast in Mama Mia, because I'm no want to be guilty of what's called with the holding tax. By the time you receive this letter, Mama Mia, that's going to be your birthday again. Happy birthday, Mamma Mia. I'm only wish I can send you silver candlesticks I promised you when I left for the old country to come to America, but, well, is it going to have to wait the full little while? Anyway, I'm going to close you find a birthday card which I'm buying a store specially for you. They don't have the kind of card I want, but, you know, the rest of the feeling is a count more than anything else, so don't look away at yourself. Happy Father's Day. Anyway, I'm still going to try to get something nice for you, Mamma Mia. But right now, I'm leaving my antique shop for my night school class.
Hello, Mr. Basco. Got a registered letter for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Post Office.
Oh, Mr. Basco, you got any new stamps from Italy for my kid?
No, but when I get it, some, I'm going to save it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, just a letter to say, Internal Revenue Department. What's the doctor?
Trouble.
Dear Mr. Basco, an Internal Revenue agent will call to see you tomorrow, 4 p.m., in reference to your 1951 tax return.
Mamma mia, what do they want from me? I go right to now ask my night school teacher, Miss Spalding.
All right, Jack, let's come to attention. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco? Present. Mr. Howard? Present. Mr. Olson? Present. Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, you're here. Aren't you going to say anything?
About the dead per se. I'm here, and that's all. Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, our lesson for today is on government. Who can tell me the three main branches of our government?
Hey, I can, teacher.
Good, what are they?
Main branch, uptown, and downtown.
No, Mr. Schultz, that's completely wrong. That's not even anywhere.
All right, so don't rub it in.
Will someone else volunteer to answer that question? The three main branches of the government. Now, if you recall, I gave you a simple formula for remembering it. Think of Washington and three branches of one tree.
I'm spelling I pray.
Fine.
The three branches, huh?
Yes.
Legislative, executive.
Luigi, get off that branch before you break the tree.
Mr. Schultz. Legislative and executive are correct, Mr. Basso. Now, I'll give you a hint. The third department has to do with court.
Hey, now I'm going to remember. A legislative, as executive, and a judicial.
Stupid, Mr. Basso. Tonight you get a good mark.
Never mind the good mark. Give Luigi a refrigerator.
Mr. Schultz, please. Oh, yes, Mr. Schultz.
The legislative department is to make the law. The executive department is to carry out the law. The judicial department is to try the laws in court.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Olson.
So I stayed up really late last night this morning. I studied very hard. And that's why I always answer your questions right.
What a show-off. I hate a man who knows everything.
I'm sorry.
You want something to ask, sir?
I'd like to ask you something. Well, a little while ago, I'm receiving this letter from Internal Revenue Department.
Ah, Internal Revenue Department? That's bad. Why didn't you pay your income tax?
Yes, yes, I'm going to pay my tax in January. That's 2 months ahead of the time.
But even worse, Luigi, they suspect you if you're too anxious. California Limited leaves the score. Jump on it.
Mr. Schultz, please. They do not suspect you, Mr. Basso. The government is very grateful to anyone who sends in his tax money before the big rush.
Well, if they're grateful, Miss Pudding, then why the government is sending a special amount to see me tomorrow?
Luigi, maybe they want to thank you for being an early bird.
Well, if they want to thank me, also, then why they don't send me a letter of a thank you? Why are they sending a man?
I'll tell you why, Luigi, because they can't fit handcuffs into an envelope.
Luigi! Wait for me, Luigi! Oh, my rheumatism! Oh, listen to me, Luigi. I couldn't get $30 for my body on a used car lot.
I said, yeah? The income tax manager coming tomorrow 4 o'clock. You think he's going to make a trouble for me?
Ah, my Luigi. Maybe you just made a little mistake and nothing will happen. You know what happened when I first came to America? I sent in my first income tax without anything written on it.
Why?
Because on the top it said, return this income tax blank. Now smile, Luigi. I'm trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, but is there going to be some birthday present for my mom if she's to find out I'm in trouble with the government?
Ah, don't worry, Luigi. Smile. What can they do to you? Can they take away your money? Can they take away your clothes? Can they take away your business?
First, you can then.
Tomorrow night, you'll know if you ain't got it, they took it away.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Ooh. That's the matter for you, Luigi. You're walking around like a chicken with its tail between its legs.
Pasquale, it's a long story. You see, I'm going to get a letter from the income tax department that say manager coming to antique shop tomorrow. So I'm going to take it tonight to school for help. Miss Pasquale, if she says there's nothing to worry about this. But also, as I said, maybe trouble in the truth is she's going to make it sound even worse.
Oh, so go to everybody but your friend who's to bring you from the old country, Pasquale. Luigi, why are you always running around every place for information when you could come right here and get the dope?
Now, you're right, Pasquale. Nobody's a bigger dope than you.
That's the funny thing. When I say it, it's to come out of this room. Luigi, you always are going to have a trouble with tax department because you ain't got what they call dependence.
Dependence? What's that?
dependent? That's something a fella's a marry so he can pay less taxes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Now, I'm going to show you. I'm your best friend, Luigi. I'm going to give you one of my dependents for free of charge.
Oh, you will, Pasquale? Who?
My daughter, Rosa. What do you say, Luigi?
No, Pasquale. Rosa's a too fat for me.
Don't want to fizz away 250 pounds. You marry ordinary girl, you got one dependent. You marry Rosa, right away you got two dependents.
Oh, Pasquale, please, don't talk about Rosa. Just tell me, why is the income tax the man going to come to see me?
Why they come to see anybody? To get more money. Tell me, my big business man, how much money you send the government in January?
$10.
$10, that's your trouble. You violating a very big law, the E Pluribus Unum attack.
E Pluribus Unum attack?
Sure. For men is the E Pluribus Unum, for ladies is the C Pluribus Unum.
Yeah, but Pasquale, if this is American law, why is it written in a foreign language?
Because it's especially for foreigners. They got to pay extra $100.
$100, Mamma mia, Pasquale. When did the law was passed?
Just a half hour ago. Sure, didn't you hear it on your radio?
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, it's no wonder. You ain't got FM.
FM?
Sure. That's to mean they broadcast all about a foreign money. Your radio is AM. That's to mean they broadcast only about American money.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what am I going to do? I'm going to get $100 to pay this Unum tax.
Well, I'm not such a bad fella. You know, Pasquale's got a big heart, always taking care of people he's like. Luigi, I'm ready to give you $100 and keep you out of Alcatraz. All you got to do is marry Rosa. What do you say, my son?
Pasquale, where is the Alcatraz?
All right, so go ahead. Be stubborn. You ain't got no credit at the bank. Where are you going to get the $100?
Well, I'm going to go to the loan company. I read advertisement and all the papers that you say, we'll lend you money. All you need is a co-signer. Well, I'm going to get a sister. He's going to sign for my call.
Go ahead. Get through. See what I... loan company, eh? Luigi's no hard feeling between us. What do you want to choose for? I'm your best friend. I'll sign it for you.
Oh, Pasquale, you did this for me?
Sure. I know a fine loan company, the Happy Finance Company, Dearborn Street, 800 block. You get down the first thing in the morning, I'm going to take care of everything of you right now. Now, go ahead, take a little walk, my boy. Stop worrying.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're a real friend. Goodbye, Pasquale.
Goodbye. Abra, Figaro, bravo, visto, abra, Figaro, bravo, visto, forte, visto, forte. Hello? Happy Finance Company? A fellow by the name of Luigi Basco is coming in tomorrow for a loan. I'm his co-signer, so give him all the money he's asked for, $100,000, even $1 million. I'm good for it. Oh, pardon me, I gotta hang up for now. My keeper is coming for me. Huh? What's my name? Pasquale, but around here, everybody's calling me Napoleon. Peep, peep.
So, Mamma mia, although in the coming tax man is coming this afternoon to see me, I'm not just so worried because I'm going to the loan company to buy $100. Everything is dependent on the loan, so I'm fixing myself up to look like a real rich man. I'm going to wear it for the first time what he gave me when I left the home. The blue earmuffs and the red tablecloth. Tablecloth is going to make a nice muscle. Also, I'm going to get a haircut is costing me 20 cents. And I'm biting my fingernails all nice and even. Also, Barbara is selling me special perfume.
very expensive is it costing me 10 cents to have some milk about for me.
Mamma mia, believe me when I say, with my hair cut to shave and my nails and my smell, nobody who ever buried is a look so good. Tell him, Mamma mia, I'm going to have to go now and I get the money for the government. Excuse me, please. To the Happy Finance Company, no?
That's right.
Well, I'm coming to make a loan of some of you. My name is Luigi Basco. I
Basco. Say, were you recommended by your friend, Mr. Pasquale?
That's right, sir. I'm going to get outside. I think I was a pushster. No, please, please, listen. Maybe you heard the wrong. I was talking about a fellow who's a guarantee that should learn it for you.
What did you say his name was?
I tried it.
This is the time I'm sure he's a push in the ass.
I think maybe Pasquale isn't all helping me. He's a throw monkey in my lunch. Come on, Mamma, that was the last chance to get $100 before he flew to the you in the taxi. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? I know. I'm going to go right to down to income tax department. I'm going to wait for them to come to get to me. I'm going to give them myself up. Mamma mia. Hey, what's the big building? On the top of the state. Treasury deputy. That's a bigger building just for that, sir. Must be everybody is in a deputy for the treasury. Well, Louis, you always a good citizen, especially encouraging your hands are going to start to explain everything you put them. I'm supposed to pay $100. I'm only paying pennies and $90 a shirt. Well, look at all of those beds, how hard they're working. And all the people is arresting around them. They must be turning the whole place upside down and looking up for my $90. Pardon me, please, Mr. Sherry.
Yes?
I'm the Luigi Basco. I give up, sir.
What?
It's an use to look for the money. You want to find it.
Why not?
I'm an art descendant.
What are you talking about?
Please, Mr. Taxman, take a look at this fine overcoat. He's got a real beaver collar with a pearl of buttons. Was my Uncle Pietro's. Tell me, how much do you think it's worth, sir?
Well, I'd say about $90.
$90? That's it, and we're even up.
What?
Goodbye, and God bless you.
Hey, wait, come here, mister. Look, I don't want this coat. I think you're all mixed up. Now, just who are you looking for?
Come on. In the taxi man, you know the answer?
No, look, just go to room 202, right over there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes? Can I help you?
Look, Mr. Taxi Man, I've got a lot of trouble with my taxi.
Well, everybody does. I'll try to help you. Now, did you make out a long form or a short form?
I don't know. That member was about the tenants. He's a long assistant.
No. So when you filled out your form, do you remember, was it a 10:40?
I'm not too sure, but I think it was a closer to 12 o'clock.
Never mind that. Did you use a tax table?
Oh, no, I'm going to use a plain kitchen table.
Mister, let's use this form as an example. Now, did you fill out something like this?
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's today.
Okay, okay. Now, are you a worker or are you in business?
Well, I'm a worker, but it's not so much the business.
That's not what I... Let's take item two. Income. Now, just how much did you say you took in?
$800.
You were in business and you made $800 all year? Did you tell the truth?
To tell the truth, I didn't tell the truth.
Well, $800 isn't what you took in. How much did you take in?
I'm only taking $400. I'm ashamed to put down so little.
Sounds very good, but I warn you, the department checks on everything. I don't know why people have trouble figuring out their taxes all down in black and white. Here, I'll read it. If your income was less than $500, you may find your tax in the tax table on page 4. This table, which is provided by law, automatically allows about 10% of your total income for contributions, interest, taxes, casualty losses, medical expenses, and miscellaneous. But if your expenditures and losses of these classes amount to more than 10%, it will be advantageous to itemize them and compute your tax on page 3. Do you understand that? Huh?
Liz, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you one question.
Certainly, go ahead.
Do you understand me, doctor?
Let's read it again.
All right.
If your income was less than... Exactly what did you come here for?
Well, Mr. Taxman, I'm going to receive this letter.
Let's see. It might be... Hey, mister, you better go right home. An Internal Revenue agent is coming to talk to you in about a half hour.
Hey, I'm not that. That's the way I'm coming to see you. Please, I'm always trying to be a good American citizen. What the government is going to do to a man who's not paying his taxes?
Well, Mamma
mia, what the kind of punishment is this?
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter, little cabbage push? You didn't get your loan? I mean, I can't understand why.
Well, it's a Western letter, Pasquale. Well, I'm going to income tax to the department. And a manager mixed me up with a short form, a longer form, a 10 or 40 o'clock. I'm going to tell him a kitchen, and a table, and he says it's a table. And then we have arguments, and then, Pasquale, what do you think is a say?
What?
What's the matter with you, Luigi? What's the matter? You swallow a nine of gold?
Pasquale, I'm not going to swallow nothing, but I'm in the most terrible trouble of my life. I think I'm going to disgrace everybody. American government, because I'm not going to pay my taxes. And my mom, mommy, because I'm not going to send a birthday present. Because everything is no good. It's useless. Everything is useless. I'm not even got a friend.
Oh, what are you talking, Luigi? Don't talk like this. Don't got a friend. You got a me. I'm the most useless friend you got. Now, look, you stop worrying because I'm going to pay your taxes and I send your mom a nice birthday present.
You're going to do all of this for me?
Sure, little banana nose. Back up your troubles and you owe a bag and a smile. For anybody who's my son-in-law, I'm all the money bags of Pasquale. The money's going to flow like a wine.
Pasquale.
Huh?
And a watch for somebody who's not to your son-in-law.
That's Cicola. Well, what's it going to be your pleasure? Disgrace or Mario Rosa? Remember, revenue man's going to be here in a minute. Come on, speak up.
Well, all right, the
postcard. Oh, you make me so happy. Luigi, you're a real fine Italian boy. You ask your father's permission before you run away with the girl. All right, Luigi, I'm going to call in as a happy bride. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Rosa!
Yes, come here, my little pigeon. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi!
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Luigi, you ready to fly away with Rosa?
I'm gonna get her off the ground.
Oh,
Well, come on, Julie. We're going to make plans for the honeymoon now. I'm Mr. Wallace from the Treasury Department. I'm looking for Mr. Fasco. Is he here?
That's me.
It's all right. All right for Mr. Treasury Department. I'm going to take care of everything. Luigi, you and Ruth, go in the kitchen and bake a cake. Go on. I'm going to pay all your taxes.
Hey, just a minute, Mr. Fasco. I'd like to talk to you. Ordinarily, when there's a tax discrepancy, we send out a letter. But in this case, we decided to contact you personally.
Well, I know, but I'm not saying my influence here in a mistake.
Luigi, go bake.
Mr. Basco, there's no such thing as an influence human tax.
Has it? What?
Revenue man is right, Sir Luigi. A half hour ago, this tax law was repealed.
but Scotty, where you find this out, on AM or FM?
Television. Go on, Luigi. Go. You want
to? No, just a minute, please. I'd like to finish my business here. Mr. Basco, you don't owe the government any money. We owe you money. Here's a check for the $10 you overpaid.
I'm gonna get the money back.
Ha ha! Imagine Luigi's overpaying the tax. That's a super thing. But what the dickens? He's a good-hearted little fella. You know something? If I, Pasquale, was to get the money back from the government, I like this little fella so much, I'd give him every penny.
Oh, are you Pasquale of Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace?
Yes.
Well, I was just about to contact you, Mr. Pasquale.
Me?
Who makes out your income tax? You overpaid your income tax, too. I've got a check for you for $40.
What?
Pasquale!
Mr. Pasquale, I'm taking you at your word. Here you are, Mr. Basco. Mr. Pasquale.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Luigi, Luigi, wait. Where are you going? Come on.
Goodbye. Pluribus unum. So, mamma mia, everything is to come out to find it with income attached to the passenger. How much still they got a pop this overcoat that they need over to Uncle Pietro. And the best of all, this for your birthday, I'm sending you separate of the package with a pair of silver candlesticks. You like to them, huh, mamma mia? You see, I'm keeping my promise. And if you see a couple of tears on this page, you don't think it's a neat crime. That's the way the Pasquale winner, he's a pet for the candlesticks. Well, mamma mia, happy birthday. You can't hear me singing while I'm writing this, but I'm a singer just the same. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, mama. Excuse me while I'm at the end of the page. Mia. Happy birthday to you. The 11th and Luigi Basco, Lily Magrante.